You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. For years, Julia LeFleur was searching for a diagnosis to explain a sudden periods of extreme exhaustion, nausea, vision loss, and even trouble with walking. But it wasn't until fairly recently that she finally found her answer. And now, after having founded the MOG Project, she hopes to raise awareness and help others in a similar situation to her own. And Julia actually joins me on the line now as well. It is so good to have you here with us, Julia.
Hello, and I'm honored to be here. Thank you.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but it took 17 years to find an answer for your, well, quite a host of unusual symptoms.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it seems like when something comes on very strongly, and it's very obvious, you get help right away. But when you have a myriad of symptoms, that can really mimic a lot of diseases. I had mild blindness, but if you can imagine just a sort of a shade drawn, you know, a very mild dimming of the vision. And with that came a lot of pain. When I was going to see doctors, the other symptoms outweighed the mild blindness. So I think it was ignored and it was just sort of brushed off by my doctor. And when you've got somebody in authority like a doctor, it can trick your mind into saying, well, maybe that's in my head. So a lot of time went by before I actually got worse in a way that they realized it was neurological.
So what is the disease? Because it's still quite relatively unknown disease.
The disease is called MOG antibody disease, and MOG stands for myelin oligodendrocyte glycoprotein, which is a huge mouthful, I understand.
I'm glad I didn't have to say that.
Well, I've had plenty of practice, but it is a component of the myelin sheath. Myelin sheath is almost like an electrical cord. You have that rubber or plastic layer that covers the electrical cord. That's the kind of a description of myelin sheath in sort of layman's terms. But that goes through your whole central nervous system, your brain, optic nerve, brain stem, and spinal cord. And when you've got that MOG antibody against that component in there, it deteriorates. It creates lesions on that myelin sheath. And it's can be painful, and it usually is, and it causes a myriad of symptoms.
So what are those symptoms, like, very briefly?
Well, there's so many depending on where it hits you, but it can be anything from blindness, paralysis, and it can be extreme, like you're really paralyzed, or it can be mild, where you just have weakness, numbness, in the extremities and below the point in the spinal cord where it's being attacked. If it's in the brainstem, you can have all sorts of symptoms. You can have nausea. It's just so much, but those are the basic ones.
So how did it feel finally getting your answer? Were you quite doubtful after so many years of different diagnoses?
Well, actually, no, because it was sort of you know, you don't think that you have a bunch of weird things. Usually you think when something happens that you're just getting worse from the other thing. Because what happened in 2014, after 14 years, I actually went completely blind after a cold. It started out with that slight dimming of vision and the pain in my eyes. And it wasn't until 2017 when the MOG antibody test was perfected that I was actually diagnosed. So I did kind of feel like, finally, this is it. Imagine going blind and kind of feeling happy about it, if you will, because I had been struggling for so long to figure out what was causing all the other symptoms.
Yeah, you were finally getting, I guess it was a sense of relief for finally having your answers, but also being able to how to tackle it, because there is a treatment for MOG disease.
Yeah, there are. But one of the problems with MOG is that if there was one treatment for one person, then there would be one treatment. I started off with a treatment that worked somewhat, but I kept having relapses, they call them. And I did recover from those. And that's the interesting thing about MOG antibody disease is that many people heal over time from that.
So where is your health at currently? I imagine your vision is somewhat better. You're not fully blind.
Right. I'm not fully blind anymore, but I do have visual issues. I've got a little bit of color loss. I also have spots in the peripherals of my eyes that are cloudy, like almost like somebody has a thumbprint on your glasses. So I drive, I work, I function normally. I do have, because of the disease, I have residual fatigue. So I have to really watch what I eat, what I drink. If I have a big day, I have to really take it easy the next day.
Julia, tell me a little bit about the MOG project.
The MOG project is really special to me and to all of us who have joined in to make it a success that it is. We started in 2018, just really after I got my diagnosis. I went on the internet and I found nothing. I found some studies, but they were old and maybe not accurate. We thought we've got to organize this. And thanks to the miracle of social media, I was able to find other people with this rare disease. It's not like I'm gonna go and find a neighbor or somebody even close to me in my town with this disease because it is rare. There are about 20,000 estimated in the United States now, and they say it's about 2 to 3 per 100,000 that have the disease. But I didn't want anybody to go through what I had gone through again. And in reaching out, I found other people. One woman, she's completely blind from the disease. She was one of the unlucky ones that just was not able to heal. She really just wanted to stop this and bring awareness to the disease, possibly push for research. And so we started the MOG project. My daughter was involved, and my sister, she helped get the ball rolling. And so we went through everything we needed to do to become a real nonprofit organization here. Along with that, we put up a website developed with the help of doctors who wanted to absolutely donate their time to help us produce a lot of educational materials. We had a lot of help from a lot of experts in the disease all over the United States. And it wasn't long before we connected with Oxford and Dr. Jackie Pallas there. She's on our medical advisory board now. So we hope to help a lot of people in the UK. So we've grown quite a bit.
Oh, Julia, it sounds like you've put so much work into it. So if we were listening to this interview and wanted to find out more about the MOG project, what's that website address?
The website is simply MOG Project, MOG Project. Dot org.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you so much, Julia Leflar from the MOG Project. It's been fantastic hearing your story here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.